This is Dakota Datebook for September 21st. The United States entered World War I on April 6, 1917. A year and a half later, the guns fell silent on November 11, 1918. During that time, 35,448 North Dakota men served in the armed forces. Over 1,300 of them did not survive. There was sadness across the country as families held funerals for loved ones who made the ultimate sacrifice. There was an even greater tragedy for the families of those who never returned. Without a funeral, there was no sense of closure. One such soldier was Virgil Erickson. In 1917, Virgil enlisted as a private in Company D of Devil's Lake. He was quickly promoted to corporal, and in January 1918, he arrived in Liverpool, England. There, he was transferred to a machine gun company in the 26th Infantry, serving in France. The 26th was involved in fierce fighting. Virgil was hit by shrapnel and died of his wounds on October 2, 1918. He was 25 years old. Virgil's family was one of many unable to properly say goodbye to a son and brother. They waited for 3 years before his body was finally returned. On this date in 1921, readers of the Devil's Lake World learned of Virgil's funeral. The pallbearers were members of the local American Legion post, including a childhood friend who had also enlisted and was with Virgil when he was wounded. Virgil was survived by his parents and sister. Coincidentally, the same newspaper shared news of another North Dakotan killed in France. Like Virgil, Roy Netherly's family had to wait 3 years before they could have a funeral for him. The newspaper announced that Rory's family had learned that his body would be coming home. Following the funeral, the American Legion honored Roy by naming the local post for him. 4.5 million American men served in the armed forces, and more than 116,000 died. Many of them were buried in Europe. There are more than 14,000 American graves at the Meuse-Argonne American Cemetery alone. Many of those were never identified. This Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.